Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have as our speaker, once again, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church, Reverend Jacob McLean. As always, we invite you to contact us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is brought to you by the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invites you to join them for their Facebook Live service this morning at 10. Just search for them in Facebook, Tower Hill Missionary Church. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message. Draw me
listeners. This week, I will conclude the series of sermons examining the strategies Jesus used in evangelism. The topic, Going with Jesus in the Power of the Holy Spirit in Obedience to His Great Commission. In the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus specifically told his disciples, and by extension, all Christians, to go, to make disciples, and to teach them. He set out the curriculum, all things that I have commanded you. And he promised that he would be with them in the process. Often forgotten is the last clause in this verse, "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." In evangelizing, we are certainly not on our own. Jesus promised his disciples that he would remain with them. We know that following his resurrection, he ascended. But the word of God states that he is with us. He promised, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So we know he ascended in bodily form and that he's at the right hand of God. Romans 8:34. But most significantly, he promised his disciples, "I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." John 14:16-17. In obedience to Jesus, the disciples waited on the promise of the Father, and the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost, filled and empowered them for effective ministry. The remarkable transformation that occurred in the lives of these men who were cowering in fear following the arrest, trial, crucifixion of Jesus could only be explained by the fulfillment of the promise that he gave in Acts 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The Holy Spirit makes the presence of Jesus a reality in the life of the believer who obeys the Great Commission. Lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. When Jesus was on earth, he called his disciples. He made it a practice to be with them. This, in fact, was a key element of his training program. He did not have a seminary, a school, nor periodic seminars on evangelism. He simply called them to follow him. Follow me, he said, and I will make you fishers of men. Matthew 4 and verse 19. He taught them by drawing them close to himself. He was both the school and the curriculum. As they followed him, listened to him, watched his lifestyle, they learned the mysteries of the kingdom of God, Luke 8 and verse 10, and how to effectively reach people. I often wonder why we Christians are not more effective in reaching people when Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Certainly, the failing is not on his part to make us fishers of men, but on our part to really follow him in obedience, to emulate and model his methods in living and disciple making. The disciples, by responding to his call, enrolled in the master's school of evangelism, where the knowledge of his techniques and faith could be increased. They learned as they followed. When they saw his effectiveness in prayer, they asked, as in Luke 11 verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. And in Luke 17 verse 5, increase our faith. Jesus called his disciples to follow him. Then he appointed the 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. Mark 3 verse 14. The most important key to effectiveness in evangelism is being with Jesus. His calling had two purposes, that they might be with him and that they would be sent out to carry out the mission of evangelism. Being with him meant that they would learn from him. He modeled what he wanted them to learn in word and deed, and then he sent them out to do likewise. He gave them power and authority over demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke 9, 1 to 6. The principle is clear. Being with Jesus was the essential part of the disciples' preparation for evangelistic ministry. The empowering Holy Spirit came at Pentecost to enable the believers to effectively minister the life-transforming gospel to a dying world in the way that Jesus did it. The ministry of Peter, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, demonstrated the presence of the risen Lord. In Luke 4, 18 to 19, Jesus read from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." And Jesus said in John 20, "As my Father has sent me, so send I you." The power of the Spirit was evident throughout his ministry, and that power became active in the disciples' lives following the baptism of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and onward. To be effective in disciple making, the believer must be in close fellowship with Jesus. that is achieved through being filled with the Holy Spirit and submitting to his direction in ministry. Being with Jesus is a key to effectiveness. And so you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. John 15, verse 27. Are you remaining with Jesus through study of the word, prayer and fellowship, and engaging in the sacraments of Holy Communion? Are you open to the direction of the Spirit and following his leading in the ministry of evangelism? This is the essence, this is a call of the Great Commission. Christians, let us be obedient. We're living in a time when more than ever, men and women need the gospel, the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. We must demonstrate that we know him, that he has made the difference in our lives. I'm challenging you and myself to be a witness, to transform the world by being transformed, allowing his Spirit to use us as we remain with him, abide in him. Next week, serving with excellence.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine.
Let my soul
It is our prayer that your hearts were blessed and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Thanks once again to the Tower Hill Missionary Church, located at 159 Olympic Way, Kingston 11, for sponsoring this morning's program. The pastor, Reverend Renard White, and the congregation invite you to join them online for their Facebook Live service commencing at 10. Just look for Tower Hill Missionary Church. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and we pray that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.